Blog Talk Radio.
Bless you tonight, and we salute our ancestors tonight. All is well. We want to tell you tonight, as we cross over our ancestors tonight, and I want to tell you, Sister Cook that called me, and I'm praying for you. Tonight, I'm going to talk about those that crossed over Ashe. As we cross over tonight, I feel the energy of death all over the Middle East. People dying because of evil, because the people are evil. But I'm praying for you tonight. I think I was going to tell you about your loved ones tonight and what they're saying and what's going on with you. I went over to Purpose Band Wake tonight. Talk to Sister Melanie, Brother Dale, the lovely, Sister Latrice. And I want to say to you tonight, if you lost a husband, wife, sister, brother, or any kind of family member, and you have to understand, we're getting ready tonight to go into the spirit realm with Archangel Michael and Gabriel. Gabriel is over resurrection. Mike is protection. As we call clairvoyantly these forces to see what they're saying to you and for you tonight. And this is what Purpose Fan played every night on WBON. I'm going to play it tonight. Amen. What's the topic to come on? Some of you know about it. I was telling about some of the stuff that he did. And he always played, Father, open our eyes. And that's real now. Father, open our eyes. Now, tonight, I'm opening the line up. I'm opening your line up, so don't be cussing and going on it. Talking loud. Because I want to know what you want to ask your ancestors. Or what they have to say to you for you. Maybe you ain't got to ask them nothing. when I opened your line up and you called their name, they would tell me to tell you what to do. I say. And I'm going to pray for every one of you on the line. Yes, Marjorie, I'm going to pray for you. Tell you met down in Mississippi. And I'm praying. I got a couple calls from Mississippi. Tornado. They got a tornado warning down in Jackson going into Monroe and all down through there. But I'm praying for you that have called tonight. I'm praying that God keep you in the line of this. You know, I prophesied a couple of months ago, Mary, about the tornadoes that's going to hit the South and the floods going to hit Chicago and about the snowstorm. Now, I'm going to prophesy this tonight that hurricane season is going to be so bad. Texas and the Gulf of New Orleans, down around Florida, Alabama, Mobile, people have to come inland. They got to leave away from that coast. It's about 7 hurricanes going to be real bad. We got 5 in Texas right now, and then we're gonna have 5 and mudslide up in California and an earthquake. That's gonna be an earthquake in Russia. With all that going on, it's upsetting the ancestors and the earthquake of a number. Now, if those other countries, China and all of them, end with, listen to me, if they end with China, if China end with Russia, they're going to have a tsunami or they're going to have an earthquake. And then all them people that end with him, they're going to have their country. The ancestors told me that, shall I say. In the honor of Purvis Spann, the blues man, WVON, I'm playing his favorite record, Father, Open Our Eyes, Wesley South.
Open eyes that we may see to we'll be right back.
Thank you. God bless you tonight. Crossing our ancestors tonight, I say our ancestors tonight. Loved ones that we lost, loved ones that are in our heart. And I want to tell you tonight, as we get ready to continue, as we get ready to talk about what God has did for us, and I pray for you tonight, those that come, I'm talking about ancestors tonight, and I'm going to tell you tonight, some of you going through something. I'm praying for every letter, every telephone call, those that planted a seed in our ministry. You got to need to plant a seed. If God bless you, you seed, you get a big harvest. The harvest will come. But as I cross over, I want to talk to your ancestors tonight. I say. And I want to tell you what they're saying and what's going on. I don't know what they're going to say. I don't know what they're going to say because I feel the spirit is a message for everyone and them that download, them that's going through problems. Thank you, Lord, for your healing, for your deliverance. Cross overnight. And as we cross over, we're going to tell you what the spirit said. And I want to tell you those that called, and as we was praying, and as we seen people that we hadn't seen, and we talked, the lady said, Bishop, terribly just like yourself. I said, yes. But once you cross over, you become an ancestor, and you become assets. You're able to move in the spirit realm. And you don't know that because ain't nobody told you that. Tell you when the dead die, they done. But that's not true. They're in the spirit realm, another level. And Jesus said, where's Lazarus? They said, he's dead. Jesus said, he ain't dead. He just sleep. Come forth. And Lazarus come forth. But when Jesus said, Lazarus come forth, Gabriel got busy. Because Gabriel's over resurrection. Michael got busy to stand there and make sure that nobody else come, because Jesus could have said everybody would have got up, okay? Because he's alive and resurrection. I want to talk to you. I told you about the storm in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, the storm around Georgia. Right now, the lady called me and said they having a storm in some part of Louisiana, some part of Mississippi, Jackson. And Bishop, pray. And I want to tell you, I'm praying for you. Sister Net called me. Net, the Net down in Yazoo City. Mother Love in Yazoo City. I'm praying for them that asked me to pray for them. And I share our ancestors tonight. Tonight, I want to open up your line. Maybe you want to ask the question. As I go in the spirit world tonight, you're going to get your answer. The spirit is a lot going on in Astro. I mean, you see the evil going on, people dying, people's house gets bombed and all of that by one man. Yeah, that's evil. Hitler was evil. He killed 6 million Jews. And America was evil to black folks. 4,000, now about 4,000 to 5,000 black folks was hung and lynched. In Chicago alone, it was 107 people that was hung here in Cook County, the state of Illinois. I don't know how many in Alabama, Mississippi, but every city in America got blood on his hand, black people blood on his hand, I shall say. So the ancestors let me know that that's been going on. And I want to share this with you. Jeremiah 1:5, God knows you, and God knows you for your mama knows you, and God got you on a mission. Now, you can accept the mission or you can refuse it. If you accept the mission, God going to bless you. If you don't accept it, you're going to die, because the Bible says the wage of sin is death. They give to God eternal life. I'm praying for you, Sister Lisa, Brother Joe. Don't forget the Bible class. I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, some of you need the Bible class because you need to know the word is saying. Or you can see the other one, Jerry Williams. I'm praying for you tonight and your wife. You know, sometimes you got to get ready for God to lift you to the next level. And I just want to say that to you. Now, here's what I want to say to you. Mary been reading the 23rd, and the Lord is my shepherd that I shall not want. And I thank her for reading it, because she's been reading it for a whole month. All this month she's been reading it. And I've been getting testimony from Mother Pearl. And I want to tell Mother Pearl, it's good to testify. But now, I'm going to have Mary to read 23rd number song. And we're going to get ready to go in the spirit. I'm picking up the energy of somebody's neck being healed. Somebody on their left shoulder blade, all down that side. I can feel a healing taking place. This revelation knowledge, because I give you revelation knowledge. And I don't want you to be arguing with nobody. I want you to stay focused, and God going to fight your battle. Exodus 14:14, work with that. That'll work for you if y'all know how to work. Thank you, kind spirit. And it's going to come quick, fast, and in a hurry. Now, glory, hallelujah. I feel the great anointing. I told you I see an earthquake in California. And I pick up, and I'm giving you what's going to be happening as the ancestors give it to me, I'm going to give it to you. Don't forget, if you got a need, plant a seed. Don't forget, write the letter. My post office box is post office box 28-9097 Chicago, Illinois. Write what you want. Kid, I got your letter. I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to read some. I got your letter. Automatic, I put it right on the altar. Begin to pray for some things to open up for you. And your mother come and stood there. I'm going to tell you what she said tonight. You know, sometimes you have to get away from everything, let go and let God. And I want to tell you, Pearl, your mother came and she was telling me something about you. She said, telling me to tell you, it's time for you to do whatever you need to do. The blessing is going to keep on coming. The blessing, you're just getting one, but it's another blessing coming. And it's going to come. You don't even know about this one. They're going to write you, and you got to fill out some papers, and you send it back. They're going to send you a great financial blessing. You say, I've got all of it. You ain't got all of it. Something else coming. Thank you, kind spirit. I'm going to get ready now. Ashe. To Mary to read the 23rd number. A song. Lisa, I wish you had your Bible. If you had your Bible, you read the 27th number song. Mary, I want you to read the 23 number song. And I want y'all to listen, because we're crossing over to our ancestors. Okay, Mary, you can read.
Okay, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He making me to lie down in green pastures. He leading me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leading me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow death, I will feel no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
God bless you for that. Now, I thank you for that. Now, anything you want to ask as I go in the spirit world tonight. Anything you want, anybody in the spirit world you want to ask something?
Nope. If you want to tell me something, you can.
Okay, we'll see what they said to for you. Sometimes
I can't hear you.
I know you couldn't hear me.
I can't hear you.
I know you can hear me because I was communing with the spirit.
Oh, okay.
Now, just listen when I give you the scripture to read. It'll come to you. Okay, I'm going to go in the spirit world. You say you ain't got nobody in particular you want to talk to, but if they got a message for you, you'll receive it, right? I say, okay.
What?
Okay. That was Sister Mary from Detroit. Now, I'm going to, now, let me tell you the way this thing go where you know. When I go in the spirit world, if the person come to me, and tonight what I'm going to do, I'm going to ask the spirit world what you need by your phone number or by the name they give me. If they give me the name, I'm going to tell you what they are saying to you or for you. Mm-hmm. And what they got for you. I say. So I want to thank Psalms 27. I was asking for somebody to read it. You got your Bible. You should have your Bible tonight. Now, whoever want to read Psalm 27, all you got to do is press 1 on your phone. I know you want to answer. You ain't got to give your name. All you got to just read Psalm 27, okay? And this is crawling over the ancestors. And the reason you cross over with the ancestors, because you want to know what's going on with you, your health. Okay. I see that. 9607, okay. Okay. Will you read that Psalm 27 number Psalms? Would you read that? Your line is open.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou sayest, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. Deliver me not over to the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breed out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
I thank you for that, young lady, for that reading. And while you're reading that, I picked up your auntie coming And I don't know, she don't want your mother to worry. That's her sister. And I want to tell you and everybody listening tonight as I pray, the Spirit told me to pray for each one of you tonight and give you a message. And the message that the answer told me to give you is for you. And it's going to open up a door for you. I'm talking about a spiritual door. It's going to open up for you. And it also going to take you to another level. You sometimes, you really miss your loved one, and sometimes it mess with you. I miss mama, if mama was him, if sister was him, if dad was him. But I want to let you know tonight, I say, they're there with you, but you have to be understand the spirit to bring them to you. Okay. Now, when the spirit, they told me, I say, that as I cross over, I pick up good energy around you tonight, people that here. I pick up that it's a door that's open up. It's a pull hole. It's like like you're walking through a door. You're walking through a spiritual door where you got access to your ancestors. All you got to do is know that their spirit will slow you down and you take it easy, okay? Don't be driving fast, slow down, and don't worry. Now, this is what it told me to tell you to do. Thank you, God, Spirit. That, you know, when I went to the room this evening, I looked over there and stood up to Bishop. I done made it. I looked at him and said, yeah, praise God, you crossed over. You know, I said, and I told his son, but he told me to tell him, and I told him. I'm going to tell you tonight what your ancestors are saying to you now. I said, Jesus said, they're only sleeping. When you lay down tonight and go to sleep, you don't know where you'll be at. You know, you lay down and go to sleep and you wake up. You don't know where you be at. Can't nobody tell you what happened when they sleep. They don't know. So when Jesus said Lazarus only sleeping, he might have been in another place, another vibration. He have shed the physical body in the spiritual body. And the ancestors, your loved one, is in the spirit now. They done shed it off, this old physical body in the spirit. I say. So when the Bible said there's no sorrow on earth that ever could not heal, all things is given in the power of God. I want you to know that and get ready to claim the power and the strength of God. Now, I'm going to tell you something tonight, and it's what I'm telling you is for you. And for your body, mind, soul, and spirit, I want you to write down the 14th chapter of St. John. Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. I think that's what that says. Write that down on a piece of paper. That's what I want. That's what the Spirit said for you to write. For everybody listening, write it down. Now, once you do that, you're getting ready to draw the spirit. You write the person name down under that that's in the spirit. Okay. Now, when you write that person name down in the spirit, listen to me very carefully. You're going to have the angel, Exodus 23 and 20, the angel of that person and your angels coming to you. Let me say it again. Exodus 23 and 20. Write, and that's the 14th chapter of St. John. Write it on a piece of paper tonight and put your mother, your sister, whatever name you want on there, put on that. Now, don't get scared. You're finna get a visit from them. When you write their name, you're gonna get a visit from them. And one, you might not understand it. This visit is gonna be clairvoyant visit, cathesis. I mean, they gonna come to you, or you gonna pick them up because they're in your heart. And you're going to miss them. You're going to really miss them because they're in a place with God, in a place called heaven, in a spiritual place. But when you put your mind on them, I say, they come. The lady called me earlier that she lost her son and he had an accident. And she said, "Folks, he died." She said something was pecking on her window. And she said she just woke up and she knew it was something. Then she got the news that morning he had an accident and died on the north side of Chicago. What I'm saying to you tonight, I say, I want you to be spiritual enough and anointed enough to know that God will open up doors for you. And I'm going to pray tonight. And as I pray, I'm going to, okay. Mother Pearl, I got you on. Do you want to ask somebody from the spirit world something, or you want to just testify?
You can tell me whatever.
Huh?
You can tell me if you see anything.
Okay, I'm going to tell you this. Your mother is pleased with you, and your husband is pleased with you in the spirit world. He's very pleased, and he's thanking you for how you took care of him when he was going through, going to the next level, shall I say. He told me to tell you he wants you to be happy. He don't want you to suffer for nothing. If you want it, go get it. Do what he said. I made it possible for you to get whatever you want. So if you need it, go get it and do it. Don't be cheap to yourself. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
And he wants you to know. He don't want to upset you or scare you. He said, now, you know Bishop, she'll get the cousins. You ain't seen that side of her. That's what he's telling me. I ain't seen that side of her. Of you cussing. I ain't never seen that. But he said he wants you to be happy. And, okay, thank you, Counselor. And he said, get his truck running. Whatever you need, get it running. Whatever, don't sell it. Get it running, and it'll be there. Yeah, don't try to sell it, just get it fixed. Okay, that's what he's saying. Oh, what else you got to tell Pearl? Your mother come to me and telling me that all is well. She clapping her hand. She said, you have did a good job. That's what she's saying. Thank you, kind spirit. Now, it's two names you got to put on that paper. Your husband's name and your mother said, you might not want your husband's name on there. She said, you better put her name on there. Okay. Thank you, kind spirit. That's what she said to you, all is well. Okay. I had prophesied you. Now, I'm going to 4119. 4119, what you want to know? Who you want to talk to?
Good evening, Bishop. Whoever come to you.
You got anybody special you want to talk to?
My brother.
Okay. When your brother in the vibration comes, he don't want you to worry and be upset. And he said there's some things that you got to do, and he wants you to be happy. Don't worry about him, and it's I don't know. It's something he's saying about a child. Something he's saying about do we have a little boy or a little girl? Which one he has?
I believe a daughter.
Yeah. I know he's saying something about a little girl. Have you seen the baby yet? The girl?
I haven't seen her, Bishop. How old is she?
12, 13.
I think she is maybe 19.
Is that old?
I believe so.
Well, I don't know what happened. Him and the girl mother was together and they kind of parted. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Okay.
And he wasn't sure that she wanted to mingle with the family.
Okay.
Let her reach out for you. Don't reach out for her.
Okay.
Do you not get in contact with the mama?
I have a number.
He wants you to contact the mama. Just see what she said.
Okay.
And he said, don't worry about it. But just
okay.
Do that. Thank you, Kathy.
Okay.
Now, your mother called.
Thank
your mother
you,
said she wants you to get busy. I
okay.
Know what she means, get busy. But she just coming in the queue. And that's what she's saying. But all is well. Now, I want to tell you what I pick up. I pick up you can't be afraid of your next level. I see.
Okay.
I'm picking up good energy. And your mother stopped driving so fast. Slow down.
Okay.
You know, sometimes your brother be in that car, you be zooming. Your mind be somewhere else. You be just driving. Get that stuff off your mind. You're going to be all right. Thank you, God Spirit.
Okay. Uh-huh. Thank you, Bishop.
Now, tell you this here. As I get ready to tell you something, I want you to get ready. Because I want you to write on that paper. I want all of you to write on that paper. I told you to write on the paper. Write on that paper. When you write on that paper, I'm going to pray tonight. Now, this is what I want you to write on the paper. 14th chapter of St. John, let not your heart be troubled. And write two names in the spirit world, once you write this name down, Mary, you take it tonight, put your father's name, your brother, whatever name you want to put on there. Now, as I pray, these spirits going to come. Don't get scared. You put them names down. Now, there's two ways you can do it. If you want them to come quick, take them and put them in your bosom tonight, in your heart. Put it, or else take it and set a glass of water and put it under the glass of water. See? Now, whatever they come and say to you, I ain't got nothing to do, they gonna do it, okay? I'm gonna get ready to pray for you. Because sometimes you miss your loved one, and sometimes it depresses you, mama, daddy, sister, brother, family member. And when you think about them, they come to your heart. That means let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. You can't get them out of your heart. They're there forever. And I want to tell you, they're there in your heart. Stay in your heart forever. And that's a part of your heart that is reserved for your loved one, for your mother, sister, brother, family. Because when you talk about them, you bring them back up. Okay? So I want you to know that. So I'm going to pray. And as I pray, God's going to release the energy, I say, and as I pray for you tonight, and I want you to write your daughter's name, and I want you to take it, and I'm talking to somebody tonight. I see you on the line. Let me see where you're at. 5350. I want you to take your daughter's name and write it on a piece of paper. And I want you to pin it on you. I want you to wear it for about 3 days. I want you to sleep in it, wear it, put a name, and put it in your bra. You know, some of y'all don't wear no bra no more. So pin it on your clothes. You know, y'all don't got hips. Y'all don't wear bra no more. Thank you, Andre. Y'all wear thongs. You don't wear panties no more. Wear thongs. But I'm going to get away from that. Thank you, Andre. Father God, we come at this hour. I say our ancestors. because our ancestors are in our heart. Somebody need a healing tonight. Somebody just need love. They need to know that you're missing your auntie, your brother, your mother, your father, because they're in a place where they can travel and come to you. Father God, we ask you to touch right now. I say, if they need a financial blessing, we call for the ancestors. Those that have lost their life in Vietnam and Korea, those that are listening tonight, I say our ancestors, we're praying. Touch that man, that woman, that boy, that girl. I see somebody lost their mother, and they're not with their sister. Their sister divided, but God's going to bring this man together back with his sister. Ever since she lost her, your mother, which is her mother, she's been acting crazy. I'm praying for you, the Spann family. I'm praying for the Williams family. I'm praying for Mother Cook and her family. And I'm just praying for those families to open the door up for you. And as God opened that door, I'm praying that it be a blessing for you. And that blessing will open up a door for you tonight. Get ready for a divine blessing. Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, I do invoke the spirit of the ancestors to come to these people as they obey the prophet. And whatever they need, I'm praying for you. I don't know why, Delta, I'm picking you up. I don't know why I'm picking the spirit up right now of Freddie Taylor. Freddie is going to be all right. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Everything about you, I know you missed the physical body, but the spirit is in your heart. When you look at Mama Philly, you smile, said, she was with me. Now she's an angel. There's an angel. God bless right now. Open up every door. Do a healing. Somebody receiving a healing tonight. I get revelation knowledge. All down your back, down your legs, your knees is getting weak. But I just praying for God to heal it. You know, sometimes you go to the doctor will look, you get your pill, but sometimes you have to go beyond pills. You have to go to the ancestors and have God to bless you tonight and open up a door for you. And I just want to say that to you tonight. You know, Aretha Franklin and also Mahalia Jackson was the movement minister. They were the movement singers. And they could sing to upset and heal. Singing is healing. I shall tell you. I see your hand up. Let me see. 50-0-5-98, your hands up. Let me see what okay. Okay, your hand up. 0-5-98, what you want to ask?
I said, whatever you got to tell me. Whatever you got to tell me, Bishop.
Okay. I want to tell you this, okay, that it's time for you to go into your business. And as you go into your business, things gonna open up for you, tell you it's a healing taking place, body, mind, soul, and spirit. Would you write your mother's name down? Okay. And if you want to write your father's name down, write your mother's name, father's name down. And I want you to write Psalms 14 chapter St. John with it. And they're going to come from that place, and that's going to be a healing for you. And everybody do that tonight. I invoke ancestor Gabriel, who's over resurrection. I'm just picking up somebody, this young lady, and missed her daughter. We found out her daughter was passed. And I want to tell this young lady, know, I pick up Ohio. Something happened to her. And I hear the name Minnie. Minnie, it's going to be all right. The spirit of the ancestors will always be with you. And I want you to know the spirit of the ancestors will always be with you. You can't get around, you can't get away from the spirit of the ancestors. They're going to all be with you. The spirit of the ancestors will always be with you. And the spirit of the ancestors will always. The spirit of the ancestors will always be with you. And I want to say that. And I want to let you know, thank you for the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I claim the healing night of everybody on the show. I say, I call the ancestors. I say, to heal our minds, heal our body. Because we have so much going on in our life. Our children need a healing. So I'm asking our ancestors tonight to do a divine healing for us.
Thank you.
I say. Precious law.
Oh, no. I felt